This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing with Shavuot Daf HaShavua, Siman Kuf Nun Tes, we're in the middle of Siv Zayin. The Mechaber described a very interesting scenario of a guy drawing water from a river, pouring it into an irrigation canal. The issue with the irrigation canal is that if you're washing close to where you pour, it could be construed as koyach noisein. It also has to flow if you want to immerse your hands. It also has to flow in order for it not to be shu'uvim. In other words, the Mechaber said that if you were toivel your hands in the sinar, it's not going to work because it's shuvim. But if you poured the water sort of out of the tzinar and it flowed into it, then it could be extricated from the category of shuvim. It seems like here you're trying to use the principle of tevilas yadayim, and the way it's working is as follows. You're drawing water from the river. You're pouring into irrigation canal. There's a hole in the bucket. So the water is dripping out of the hole back into the river. And the question is, can this nitzuk be considered a chibur? So let's read again. Even if you pour straight into the charitz, the point of that is it's not going to flow before, so it's not being purified from being mayim shuvim because it was not nimshach. But im hadali nakov me'achorav, if the bucket has a hole behind it, b'koynes mashka, uva'oid she'shoyfech derech piv latzina, and while you're pouring into the irrigation canal, v'kaleach me'achorav layar, you're pouring backward into the river, mat b'lboy se'adayim otar, so you could be toivel your hands in the irrigation canal. Why? D'chashivi ki'ilu hitvel bayar, it's considered like you were toivel in the river. D'nitzuk zeh, this connection, mechaber hakli, Layar attaches the kli into the river. The chashivi mayim shabat sinar mechubarim lemeimei hayar, and we consider the water in the irrigation canal attached to the river. Afagav the nitzuk hazel lechashiv chibur leinyan tefila, even though this nitzuk is not considered an attachment for tevila tevilas haguf. But it would be considered a chibor for tevilas yadayim. V'yesh cholkim b'zeh, there are those who argue, the Rif and the Rambam. V'omrim degam l'netilas yadayim l'chashav chibor. They say even for netilas yadayim, it's not considered a chibor. Haga, ein litol yadav me'oysan avonim hakvuim l'koysel, v'asol lohem beis kibol ubarza. Don't wash your hands from stones that were set into the wall. So from the beginning, they were not a kli. V'asa lohem beis kibul, and then you carved out a receptacle, ubarza, and a spigot, and you fashioned it into a kli after it already was attached to the wall. No, it can't become a kli. Avlam hayu kli tchila. But if it was originally a kli, v'chibram lakoysel, and then you attach it, Noit lemimenu, you could wash from it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on V'yesh Chalkim. V'rashal hiskim k'deyazu. The Rashal agrees with the Rif and the Rambam. Mikomaka m'shas hadchak yesh lismach adas makilin dehu das roiv hapoiskim. B'shas hadchak, you could rely on the lenient opinions because that is the view of most poiskim. V'im taval yadav al yidei hechsher chibur hanitzak. If you immerse your hands through an attachment of a flow, and then you had an opportunity to wash properly, you're not going to make a bracha on the second natila. According to most poskim, you were already yoytze. In other words, to highlight that meikar hadin, we would rely on Nitzuk being a chibur. The Mishnah Berurah highlights that if you had the opportunity to wash until Tehillas Yadayim after, you would not make a bracha on that second Tehillas Yadayim, because according to Rav Poskim, you already yotzin until Tehillas Yadayim with the first Netilah. V'kanim hachalulim hamekalchim mayim min hayar. Hollow tubes that pour out water from the river. So you have tubes that the water of a river flows into. And now you want to put your hand under these hollow tubes. So you have these big straws in the that the river flows through. And then at the end of the straw, you want to put your hand under. What is that considered? What would you say? We already had that if you put your hands near the place where water was poured into the irrigation canal, that's considered koyach, mikoyach kli. But in this case, it's the exact opposite. It was coming from a kosher mikvah, river, but then it went through non-kelim. So if you put your hands under the flow, lo have an atila. Even according to those in Sivches who hold, you don't need koyach gavra. But you at least need a kli. These tubes are not kelim. Shein b'hem beis kibul, they have no receptacle. V'gam ein yachal lahat bil yadav berer kastin. You also can't immerse your hands in a rare kastin. Ha'imed svivam. What is this? On the bottom it says a canal that's attached to a barrel that the canal brings water to the barrel from a river. So what exactly is this scenario? You want to immerse your hands in some kind of canal that's attached to a barrel, that through these tubes the water fills up the barrel. So presumably these tubes are not a kli, so you can't immerse your hands in them. Ha'imed svivam, v'hu shenifsak hakiluach min hakanim, provided that the flow stopped from the tubes. Aval be'eish ha'hilech hakiluach min hakanim, at the time the water is flowing through the tubes, imroitz elahat bo yada b'hakasten, if you want to be tov your hands in a barrel, yesh lemer d'shari l'kuliyama afla ha'yesh chalkim, you could say that it's permitted according to everyone, even according to the Yeshchalkin. The Nitzog, Rachav, Kazeh, L'kolei Ama, Have Chibor. This kind of wide attachment is a Chibor according to everyone. V'avikilu Matbel B'Hayar. So it seems like that if you want to put your hands under the tube, it's not an Atila, because the tube is not a Kli. But if there's a very wide attachment of water, if the water is connected in a wide area, that type of nitzuk, everybody would agree, is an effective connection. Kasu achreinim, she'ein litol yadav min haplump. Don't wash your hands from a pump. On the bottom it says a masheva, some kind of lever that you pull it down and it draws water out of the well, and then the water comes spraying out of this pump. Why? Lefi she'enoi kli, it's not a kli. Okay. V'chol zeh davka k'shemaniach yadav samach l'makom yitzias hamayim min hatzinor haboileh. This is all if you put your hands near the place where the water comes out from the canal that protrudes. You're allowed to put one hand near the ground. And on the other hand, and with the other hand, you pull on the lever to bring the water onto your hand. Then you switch. Why does that work? Because the flow is an attachment. It's like you're being toivel in the water, it's in the spring itself.
Is this the heter, like when you don't have a cup at all, just to turn on and off the sink?
I don't know that there's such a heter.
I mean, isn't that what he's, that's what he's describing in a way. Like, turn on the lever, put your hands low, shut it off. It's then you koyach of your yad, or have your friend do it.
The earlier he said, in Sivkatan Yud Zayin, that the reason why the pump isn't good is because it's not koyach gavra, right? Okay, one more time. So it seems like there's some kind of spring over here. The pump is bringing the water out of the spring. So you can't wash from it because in that kind of scenario, it's not a kli. But if you put your hands close down to the ground, so somehow this nitzuk is a chibur, and it's like your toivel in the mayan itself.
Why would this be okay, but the hollow pipes not be okay?
I don't have the metzias of this case, Claire. Okay, let's read Sivkatan Mem Ches Mem Tes, and then I have to get some kind of diagrams for these cases. Because this case of plump, the Mishnah Berurah discussed the plump earlier in Siman Kuf Nun Tes in Sif Katan Yud. Sif Katan Yud, he said, Ve'enoi doyme lebarza dahasam asoy mitchila lekach. Okay. Memches. This is discussing you want to hollow out stones that are built into the wall. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Dilan Tilas Yadayim Kli Be'inan. For Natilas Yadayim, you need a Kli. V'kivan Shem Kvuim Bakoisel. Since they're set in the wall, Harehin Kakoisel, they're like the wall, V'in Shem Kli Alein. Afal Pisha Asal Ham Beis Kibol. V'ayim B'prima Gadim Shemetzadei Loimar. The dafka lital min habarza derech netila. Look in the Prima Gadim, who's inclined to say that only to wash from the barza as a manner of washing. Have a litbo besoichanim yeshbehen arbam sa. This is talking about you want to wash from this kli through the spigot of it or through the place where the water comes out of a hole. But to be toivel your hands, if it has 40 sa, yesh lahachshir mitam tevila, you can be machshir it as tefillah de mutter bar bamsa, which is mutter in 40 sa kila kaman b'sif yadalid. V'lay haba ketoivel b'kli. It's not like being toivel in a kli. De ke mechuber chashvina lay. It's considered like mechuber. Kamakim nira pashat. Nevertheless, it would seem obvious to ein lahakal b'zeh elosh b'shamayim loy nishavu ayidei kli. If you want to use the brick that you carved out to immerse your hands, if they're 40 sa, it would only be if the water got into the brick, not through a kli, but if it got into the brick through a kli, then it would be pasal. Ayin lekaman b'sif tezayin b'ver halacha sham. Kli tchila, if it was a kli originally and then it was attached to the wall, then you could wash from it. Hatam, kivan shahaya aleim shem kli tchila b'talosh. The reason is, since it already was considered a kli when it was not attached, chashav netila b'kli. Noit lemimenu, right, so loymer, derech barza, you could wash from it through the spigot, shemesira b'chol shvicha u'shvicha, which is removed every time that you pour. Through the spigot, that you remove it, you open it every time you pour. The chashav ayideze koyach gavra, chmashis bar b'soif sif tes. So tomorrow we're going to do something that we never did before. We're going to go back, okay? We're going to, I need to get pictures of the cases of Si'if Katan Memzayin, of the rare Kastin and the Kunim, and the case of the Plump. Because I'm not, then maybe we'll understand clearer the principles that the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Okay, so tomorrow we will go back and try to clarify Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Zayin, and it will be good anyway because then we'll be back to starting from the beginning of the page on Monday. Okay, Hatzlacha everyone, but don't go anywhere.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.